One of the reasons why we broadcast live on holidays is because I think people are lonely. And I think there are a lot of people out there, George, without families. And so we broadcast these programs live. There's a connection there. But why is it that during the holiday period, most people in that arena tend to get depressed?
Well, number one, it's hard to connect with others if you're not feeling good about yourself. And the tendency is to kind of hold things in. You're afraid to bother other people. And many other people don't even know that you might want to, let's say, be included in some activities. So it just heightens feelings of isolation. If you think about what is depression, one of the main features is a sense of not being connected to others. So that's why things such as meditation and yoga, which open energy centers and, let's say, in yoga, chakras, accelerating energy movement throughout the body that opens you up and things seem more possible, that can really help. And these are simple things to do, and they can be done pretty rapidly, too. So you want to connect rather than withdraw and be realistic about what your expectations are really helps. And as you just identify, acknowledge your feelings. If you're going through a hard time, if you're cut off from people, if you're separated from families or loved ones, if you have family members that are on deployment, don't try to hide the sadness or anger. Don't overdo it with alcohol. Talk with, you know, a good friend or a therapist and discuss those feelings so that you don't repress them during the rest of the year. Anger held on to by the personality becomes depression. So that's not what we want to do. We want you to acknowledge it, identify it. There's some techniques that are easy to learn. Cognitive behavioral therapy, where you learn to identify negative thoughts, intercept them, and turn them around so that you start developing a positive self-fulfilling prophecy. David Byrne's book, Feeling Good, is an excellent, inexpensive tool for this. But you can make a change in actually a short period of time so that you can feel connected rather than separated. And then also, even at this time of year, I have some clients that have done this and they feel so good about it. One of these other tools that helps is to move a focus outside of yourself. So you're doing something for others, or you're volunteering, or you're just helping somebody or giving somebody else a gift or an anonymous gift. It helps you to think of others. Now, one of the best things you can do for your brain, and this has been identified in numerous studies, and it's a very powerful one. You've heard about it, but whatever importance you think it has dramatically more influence and power than you think it does. And that is to do a gratitude list, think about being grateful, practice doing it during the day. I can't tell you how many wonderful things it does to the brain. So something that is simple, what I've done for quite some period is, you know, I can get distracted and busy just like anyone else. And so when I'm in the shower, when I'm washing my hair, I'm thinking to myself about the things that I'm grateful for. And I'll just go down, I'll just make up a list in my head. And as I'm practicing this, what I'm actually doing is beginning to strengthen the left prefrontal cortex of the brain. We know that positive thought is occurring and is activated on the left prefrontal cortex. So this is the area just above the left eyebrow. Now, what we also know is that the right prefrontal cortex seems to be associated with negative thinking. So what we're doing is we're strengthening this positive response, this gratitude, which we can use in a number of different ways, but we're creating some neuropathways essentially in our brain that makes it easier to think more positively. Think about what you are grateful for. Think about the people that you love, the health that you have, the people that you care about. Just think about the warm water that's coming out of the shower. It can be anything. Think about what the really important things are, not the superficial things. And as you condition your brain, you're going to find that it's easier to think more positively. You're going to feel lighter and brighter. You're going to feel more connected to others. And you're going to begin to negate many of the negatives that I've stated so far. You're going to feel more connected. you're going to feel better over time. So when you combine that sort of activity with increased cardiovascular activity, you're going to begin to feel better and better.